Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
You need to humble you. And you don't humble your spouse. Your spouse humbles your spouse. You humble you. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. Don't worry, it gets a whole lot better. I promise you, it's going to get a lot better. All right. Okay, just look at Proverbs 3:34. Proverbs 3:34, it'll come up there. Though he scoffs at the scoffers and scorns the scorners. Now, do you know, in Psalm 1, verse 1 through 3, he says, blessed be the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Right? Blessed be that man who's not... But watch what he says here about the scornful. You see that? Though he scoffs at the scoffers and scorns the scorners, yet he gives his undeserved favor to the low in rank, the humble and the afflicted. I'm telling you, there's nothing good that comes out of pride. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. When you stand up for your rights, when you have to win the argument, when you have to justify why you did what you did, when you start telling lies because you're preserving things for your life, when you start giving excuses and reasons why you did what you did, nothing good is going to come from that. Is that right? According to what we're reading. Now, you might say, but Pastor, can't you teach us something better, like how to be victorious? I'm teaching you how to be victorious. Can't you teach on how to make money? I'm teaching you on how to make money or how to get healed. This is all going to help you get those things that you need. Maybe you're not getting them because your pride is pretty strong. Oh, Jesus, help us. If you could see what I see when I look at you, you wouldn't want to stand up here. You'd rather sit there. If you understand that, you're greater than me. Okay, so to be like Christ, we have to follow his example, and we have to learn how to walk humbly with our God. Is that right? Now, let me tell you something. You know, we can act all dignified. I remember when I first came to church like this, I was so dignified. I wouldn't even raise my hands to praise God. I was too dignified. You know, and I'd speak to people with that dignity. You know, hello there, hi there. I'm a computer programmer, hi there. You know, how are you doing? But let me tell you something. Pride, dignity is a perfect hiding place for pride. You hear what I say? Dignity is the perfect hiding place for pride. When you all act dignified and come in here like you got it going on, meantime you're not even acknowledging you just cussed your spouse out in the car park, had a big fight on the way to church, called each other imbeciles and crazy names. Oh no, don't tell me you didn't do that. I know you did, because God told me in your tent he hears you. Yeah. Is that not true? True? Called them a retard, stupid, don't know why I married you. Yeah, oh, you think this doesn't happen with Christians at home. It happens on the way to church, for goodness sake. It happens on the way out of church. Yeah. I know people who fight in church. Oh, you think I'm lying? You think I don't know the truth? I'm telling you, I've seen it, I've heard it. People are fighting in church right here in a service. Oh, you think it's not true. Oh, let me tell you what. It's the truth. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. So your dignity is going to be a perfect hiding place for pride. If you've got an issue, go to God and say, look, I'm having problems. Don't come in here and act like everything's right. How many of you got everything perfect in your life in this church? Not one of you. Any of you put your hand up, I'm telling you, you just lied. You're in pride. Isn't that true? We all have issues. Life happens. Yes. Say, life happens.
Life happens.
Amen. And so we're all going to face the same things. You don't face anything different than me. I face all what you face. And you face all that I face. We have to go through it. And you got opportunity, Brother Bob, to get into humility on a daily basis all day. whether it's in Walmart, in your car, walking out of church. I mean, people get funny because someone sat in their seat. My God, what is that? We beg you, bring unsafe people to church. Bring unsafe people to church. And then you can't sit in that chair. What is that? We're dying to see you saved. We want to see you saved, but you can't sit there. So how can we learn to walk humbly with God? And we've got to follow his example of humility. So look at Micah 6, verse 8. A few more minutes and we're done. Micah 6, 8. He has shown you, oh man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly and to love kindness and mercy. And to what? Humble. To hoody-hoody? To humble who? Don't you try to humble me. See, a lot of pastors have said this before, that the people in the congregation pray, Lord, you keep him humble, we'll keep him poor. No, humble yourself. I must humble myself. I got to humble me. You got to humble you. Your spouse has to humble your spouse. Your children have to humble themselves. Is that right? He says, if my people which are called by my name will what?
Humble.
Will what?
Humble,
humble who?
Himself.
Who's that?
Me.
Put your hand on your chest and say me.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
So you humble you. Look what he says over there. He says, but to do justly and to love kindness and mercy and to humble yourself and what? Walk humbly with your God. Walk humbly with your God. He says, he's showing you how. How did he show you? Jesus. Your example, he showed you. Remember Jesus said, I don't do anything that's not my Father's. Nothing I own is of my own. It's of my Father. I don't go anywhere except my Father tells me. I don't heal anyone except he heals them. Did Jesus not put the, every time, put it on his Father? Remember that? And he says, I've shown you how to walk humbly before your God and how to humble yourself. If anyone could have stood there and been full of pride and arrogance, could have been Jesus Christ, should have been Jesus Christ when they were whipping him. Amen. Would you say?
Amen.
But what did he do? Nothing. Amen. And look what he became because of humility. I'm telling you, I want to suggest to you that if you would learn to cultivate, practice, and exercise humility, you're going to start to see your life change. You're going to start to see things manifest for the good in your life. I'm almost 100% certain. In fact, I am 100% certain because his word says so. And when I'm walking humbly before my God, like he says, I humble myself and I walk humbly before him now, regardless of who thinks I'm trash or not, I just walk humbly before God. Do you know that he lifts you up? The Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble, and he lifts you up. Amen. So very quickly, I'm going to give you one out of a few that's coming next week. I'm going to show you one thing that you've got to start doing to walk in humility. Is that okay? I want to just give you one thing to start practicing. Although we've been giving you a few things, but this is one. Write this one down, and this is going to help you choose to walk in humility. Are you ready? Amen. Are you ready? And I just want to say this, that humility is not a thing that will come on its own. It's got to be made the object of special desire, prayer, faith, and practice. So you're going to have to pray, practice, and desire humility. All right? Here's the first thing you've got to do. Show gratitude daily. You know, we live in a great nation. I'm from Africa. Some people are from Haiti. Some from South America. Some from Europe in this church right now. And I've seen some countries where Americans would faint. I think they'd go into shock. We've got houses. We've got two cars in the house. We've got bank accounts. We've got jobs. We've got family. We've got nice roads and highways. We've got any television station you want on the planet. You've got any radio station you want on the planet. You've got any Bible translation you want anywhere on the planet. You can go freely outside and tell people about Jesus Christ. You can go and evangelize in this nation. Go do it in Iran or Iraq and see what happens. Go to Syria. Any takers to go to Iraq right now? Work with ISIS? Try to get them converted? Anyone want to go? No. What about the Christians that have been slaughtered there and had to run and leave the country? We've got to start to show gratitude on a daily basis. We've got to start being thankful for the things we do have. You know what happens to us too often? We beg God and we cry and we get on our knees. We need a car. And then we get the car and we complain about the stupid car. Got to put stupid tires on the stupid car and gas in the stupid tank again. And we curse the blessing. God gives us a wife or a husband. I should never have married you. Ooh, that's ouch. He gave you a blessing and you curse it. You get the house that you've been believing him for, and guess what? You complain you've got to keep it clean. And you start cursing the blessing. Rather than thank you, Lord, that I'm exhausted after cleaning my nice 4,000 square foot home. Thank you, Lord, that you gave me the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge to earn a salary in my job, that I got money to put in the gas tank of my beautiful car. Thank you, Lord. I mean, we just gripe and complain. America have become a bunch of gripers. If you don't get your meal and your happy meal within 30 seconds, we complain. And God help you if they give you the wrong happy meal. Hello, I'm right. Is that right? And if you drive off and you haven't got what you ordered, oh, sweet Jesus. I'm calling corporate right now. I'm going to get that person fired. Meantime, in certain countries, they're eating out the scrap heaps, going to the garbage cans. You've got to drive through here and a drive through there, here a drive through there, drive through everywhere, drive through. This country should be called Old McDonald. Drive through bank, drive through chemist, drive through church, drive through anything you want, you got it. And we're not even grateful. And we wonder why we've got all this pride going on. The land of the proud and the brave takes on a new meaning sometimes, doesn't it? And so look at Colossians 3:17. Look at this, Colossians 3:17. I'm closing with a scripture. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, if you do something or if you say something or if you go somewhere or if you work a job, whatever you do, say whatever.
Whatever.
What does it leave out?
Nothing.
Nothing. Whatever means whatever, right? Watch what he says. Whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, in word or deed, he says, give thanks in Jesus' name to God the Father. We're so crazy. You know, the Bible says in one scripture, says, in everything, give thanks. We know that he says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. We know that God tells us to be cheerful givers.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.